first of all, what are you expecting for this weekend?
Yeah, well, obviously, great things have been asked of local people for the last 3 months. People have been locked down and not able to see their friends and enjoy themselves. So clearly, the government announcement of the easing of lockdown over this weekend is welcome. But this is not back to normal. And my ask of people certainly is to be very cautious and very careful. I'm expecting the pubs to be busy and restaurants to be actively welcoming their customers back. But it, as I say, it won't feel like normal. I wouldn't expect it, nor would I want it to feel normal. And my hope is that people can enjoy themselves safely, responsibly, and look after each other and not put themselves, or indeed the NHS, under any additional pressure.
What plans are in place by the police?
Yeah, so we have been working on this for the last couple of weeks specifically. And as you would expect, we're very well versed in preparing for what could be a complex weekend. So across South West London, particularly the four boroughs of Wandsworth, of Merton, of Richmond and Kingston, a large number of officers will be on duty, as you would expect across any normal summer weekend. And the benefits of some additional staff that we can move around the four boroughs as and when demand dictates. So we've had some incidents on the riverside in Kingston, by way of example, over the last couple of weeks. So we've been working closely with the local authority to plan for any further incidents of that nature. And as I say, move our officers flexibly around the southwest to make sure that we can respond to any incidents as and when they may occur.
So what can the police do, and what is it that you're enforcing? Is the 1 meter rule a law or a guidance?
Yeah, guidance, absolutely. So the complexity of the pandemic is such that the government, the health service and of course policing are operating in times which we haven't operated in before. And that brings with it complexity in terms of, as you rightly say, law versus guidance. And certainly significant responsibilities on licence holders within the pubs and restaurants to make sure that their staff and that their customers are kept safe. So we've been operating very clearly with what we've described as the four E's throughout the lockdown, seeking to engage and explain and encourage when we speak to people. But the absolute last resort being to enforce any of the legislation. But as you rightly say, when we talk about, you know, 1 meter plus, this is government guidance. So we're not going to be seeing police officers seeking to use any enforcement tactics where legislation doesn't exist.
So what is it that you can do, and what is it that you're trying to stop?
So we're trying to stop any disorder, any violence, anyone coming to any harm. And that starts with the work that the, as I say, the pubs and the restaurants will be doing with their customers. So the primary responsibility sits with the business community to make sure they are, as I've said already, looking after, you know, their staff and their customers. Should there be any issues in terms of violence or drunken behaviour, then, of course, you know, there are consequences for those who commit criminal offences. But we're not embarking upon this weekend expecting to see violence or expecting to have to use our powers to deal with violence and disorder. We're hoping to work closely with licensees and with others in the business community to make sure that they can see some return to normal. And I say some return to normal for their businesses to start making money again, but that people are kept safe in the meantime.
So when it comes to social distancing in cells, I assume it's reducing capacity. And if you do have to make a major crackdown, will you be able to?
Sorry, can you just ask that again, Luke? So social
sure.
distancing in respect of?
In cells, and I assume there's a reduced capacity due to having to enforce social distancing in cells. If you have the do you have the ability to make a major crackdown if that's the sort of thing you're going to have to do?
Oh, I see. So you mean in terms of in our custody units if we've arrested people?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, for a start, cells are single occupancy, so there's no capacity issue in that sense. So social distancing has been maintained with new policies and processes across the custody estates across London ever since the lockdown started in March. So we're not expecting, nor would we wish, to have to be arresting large numbers of people this weekend. I think that people are going to be sensible. I think they're going to be cautious and they're going to be careful. But if there are individuals who are pushing the boundaries and are causing harm to others and they're interrupting the normal life of the community, then we will absolutely take steps to arrest them, deal with them as the law would ask us to. And we have all of the capacity that we would require to deal with those people safely.
Good. What? Brilliant. Moving on to UMEs, what are you doing to crack down on them?
Yeah, it's really difficult, isn't it? UMEs, so unlicensed music events, for anyone that isn't clear on what we're talking about. So there's a spectrum of this issue, and what may be a noisy barbecue to some can quickly morph into something which is a lot more significant. So when we're talking about UMEs, we're talking about large numbers of people disrupting the normal life of the community, having some kind of music amplification equipment. And from our experience across London in recent weeks, and certainly over many years, we know that when these events spring up, they are often then hotspots for violence as well, because of the nature of some, by no means all, but some of the small minority of people that would attend these events seeking to cause harm. So I would say to you that certainly our response to these events is because the local community asked us to. Secondly, they're unlawful. So as you say, to use your language of cracking down on them, the crucial thing that we would do is work very, very quickly to intervene, to make sure that we are working with those who are organising such events, to engage with them, to explain the implications in terms of public safety, and ask them to not hold these events in the first place. If the engaging, the explaining, the encouraging doesn't have the result that we would require, then we do have, as I say, enforcement powers to deal with them. And that's not under COVID-19 legislation. That's broader legislation that is always available to us.
Interesting that you mention engaging with them, because there was a line in the press release about the Brixton incident that read, "Officers encouraged the crowd to leave the location, but they did not engage with police." Will you be taking tougher measures in the future?
We will always assume from a starting point that we can engage and work collaboratively with all of those people that we seek to police. We police by consent, so we're absolutely not seeking to take a more officious or enforcement-centric tone. So we will always start with attempting engagement. We will always start with explaining what the law is and what the implications are for those people who are breaking the rules. If that fails, then of course we will make use of our enforcement tactics, and there are consequences for those who commit a criminal offence. But we will always start by engaging and making conversation with those people that we seek to keep safe.
Well, that's everything I wanted to talk about. Is there anything else you'd like to say or mention or talk about?
Yeah, I suppose, Luke, just a big ask really is for people to be responsible this weekend. It won't feel normal. This is the very early days of reopening of pubs and restaurants. So stay local. Don't come into the big town centres. Enjoy a drink with your friends. Enjoy a meal. But accept that this is the start of a very long road back to normality. So be cautious, be careful, protect each other, and continue to protect our colleagues in the NHS, and don't put any additional burden on them. And lastly, just to say thank you to all of my colleagues in the police working in Southwest London who won't be spending the weekend with their families, but going to be spending their time keeping people safe. So my thank